Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:24 a.m. It's the morning shift. Happy Wednesday to everybody out there. Thank you so much for taking us around in your car. We're going to get to In the Huddle in just one second. Got plenty more college football that'll be coming up. We also got a Which One Wednesday on deck. I am hosting. I'm putting Dylan and Bo both in the crosshairs on that one. I do want to finish this conversation because you and I were talking about offensive scheme. We were talking about different destinations of quarterbacks. And I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine the other day, and we were talking about how a guy like Mac Jones maybe just needs a change of scenery, right? And I was trying to explain, because you and I have had this conversation a bunch, about how Bill Belichick did such a disservice to Mac Jones by hiring Matt Patricia and Joe Judge as the OC and the quarterback coach.
He broke him, right?
But it's also a hat tip to Kyle Shanahan that he's been able to get out of Mac Jones what he has. And it brought up a conversation about quarterback play in the NFL and how big of a deal coaching and scheme actually is. I think Daniel Jones is a prime example of that. Like, you need somebody who can plug you into the right system and do all the right things. And I made a comment that my buddy couldn't really believe, but I was telling him that it's one of the reasons I have so much respect for Matt Ryan. I think when you look at some of the great quarterbacks from around the NFL, they either play for offensive-minded coaches or had the same head coach for a lot of time they were in the NFL. And I think when you look at a guy like Matt Ryan who played in different schemes, and like what? Well, how many OCs did Matt Ryan have? Four or five?
Okay, Mike Mularkey, Dirk Cutter, Kyle Shanahan, Steve Sarkisian, Dirk Cutter, and then Arthur Smith.
Yeah. The fact of the matter that he was able to go through all those offensive systems, and don't get it twisted, guys. Those are all different offensive schemes. I played in two of them. I watch Kyle's all the time. Arthur's was different than that. Like,
everything it's just steals mind-boggling. From everything.
But it's mind-boggling to think that Matt Ryan had success, and it's a huge tip of the cap to him that he was able to have success with all of those different schemes.
The biggest thing that always bothered me is, and again, I don't mean to come back to a conversation, but I worked for a long time with Carl and Mike, and they always would rag on Matt. Why do you only have success in year two of a system? Why can't you have success in year one? Why is it always year two? And it's like, because the verbiage, it's the verbiage, it's the playbook. And you talk about, we talked about it at nauseum with the play calls were slow coming into Penix about this scheme is wordy. And you're like, well, I don't understand. Well, because the way you call plays in a huddle, the way the plays are called, I have no clue what it's like to hear a play call in a huddle when you're 40 seconds on the clock. By the time you probably get into the actual huddle, it's probably what, like 25?
Yeah.
Because you hold out. Quarterback holds out until you get the right personnel in, then jumps in, and then you do the play call, and now you're supposed to get up there. And look, so you're and I'm one of those guys like, let's go. There's 15. You don't get in the line with 10. How are you going to read the defense? Balls. And then you look at this defense, and you're like, like, what the hell am I looking at? And there's a lot there.
A lot of clapping going on.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, pause.
But you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, hey, I do.
Like,
yep. I do.
How long does it take you to get comfortable? It doesn't. And don't tell me, well, that's why you got OTAs and that's why you got training camp.
Yeah.
It's not
the same anymore, I can tell you that. They don't practice that hard.
Yeah. And so sometimes it takes a year and a half or a half a season. We saw Kirk Cousins having trouble with almost the exact same system.
Yeah. All right, guys, I want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. Go to 92.9thegame.com and click the events link. But do it now because foursomes are going quickly. That's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets on November 24th.
I hear it's ran by a good person.
The big piece of news coming out of the NFL yesterday, the Bengals acquiring quarterback Joe Flacco in a trade with the Cleveland Browns. I think this makes a lot of sense for Cleveland. I don't think it makes that much sense for Cincinnati. You must really believe in the blocking scheme that you're going to be able to put in front of Joe Flacco. Obviously, Jake Browning and Joe Burrow both get torn up by the offensive line in front of them in Cincinnati. Joe Flacco is even more statuesque, if you will, and I don't think that's going to have a good result.
I actually kind of disagree. I think it could really help because Joe Flacco is a smart guy. He's kind of, what's that term? Elite processor.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Cleveland has bad weapons at all. I'm not. That's not my point. But I think with Chase and Higgins and this Zach Taylor system, I think they're going to kind of change what they want to do. I would expect to be try to see them take less shots downfield and become a more of a intermediate passing attack to kind of get the ball out of his hands quickly and let these guys. What you want is the right decision made. I think I read a stat where Ja'Marr Chase has as many solo tackles as Micah Parsons this year, and that's that he had he led the team in tackles last week with three. So, you know, you want to protect the football. Don't put a less than average defense in worse situations.
Yeah.
I think Joe Flacco could do all of those things.
I'll say this. I think that you had to do something. I think that you were risking losing the locker room in a lot of different ways for some of these offensive guys. I think we've seen the frustration out of Ja'Marr Chase, and I think that was only going to get worse if you didn't make some sort of change. And I'm going to disagree with you, though. I don't think they're going to change anything they do. You said maybe some short throws, maybe some crossing. I think they brought him in to just do exactly what they were doing and just hopefully make better decisions in that scheme.
Well, that would be kind of a flawed thought process because you know how bad the offensive line is. And Joe Burrow makes it work because Joe Burrow moves. And he moves well and he moves intelligently. Jake Browning has not made the right decisions. I'll tell you this, I'm just going to go put this to bed. Because this is always going to come back to why didn't we do? First off, I haven't seen anybody credible say that they called Atlanta, and if they did call Atlanta about Kirk Cousins, this is how the conversation went. You want to pay for most of that salary? No. All right, thanks. It was never going to work in Cincinnati. First off, the offensive line is not good enough, even in the Flacco. But they weren't going to take a chance on a quarterback that can't move out of the pocket. And pay $30 million.
And not only that, but Kirk Cousins gets the chance to say no as well.
Yes.
You start with the team, and if you get through the team, then it goes to Kirk Cousins and his agent, and he's sitting there looking at that O-line and going, I'm solid. I'm good. I really like it here in Atlanta.
One reason why I think they probably didn't call it all, because maybe this means that Joe Burrow's ahead of schedule.
Yeah. Well, maybe so. Maybe so. So we'll see what happens with all that. Real quick, I want to get to this. You haven't had a chance to weigh in on this. I'm gonna go ahead and just be honest with Dylan and everybody else listening. We talked yesterday about the Cardinals fining Jonathan Gannon. So the news comes out, they're fining him. Yesterday it was the apology we were talking about. I didn't see the second angle of this video. I only saw the first one. The video I saw, he kind of just slaps him in the chest and yells at him and moves on. There's two pieces of contact. I did not see the other one yesterday when I was talking about this. And I hated the fact that Jonathan Gannon apologized for it. I was like, dude, you don't need to apologize for this. It's not that big of a deal. That guy could have cost you his job. And then once I saw the second angle that has come out about this, then I'm like, all right, he might have stepped over the line. He might have done a little bit too much.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, this one's tricky because I don't know. I'm sick and tired of guys dropping the ball. I don't understand this whole. I don't understand
no
the celebrations. I'm too cool to school. To carry the ball into the end zone. Like what?
Too
are
cool
you,
to hand it to the referee.
What are you doing?
Scored one touchdown. I mean, the referee.
But it's also been the basis of a new TV show which I've started. I'll talk about that. Chad Powers. I'll talk about that later.
Oh, okay.
With Glenn Powell. Gannon was you got to hold your emotions in check. You're the leader of the team. We say the same. I had same thing when, you know, we used to get on to Cam Newton for putting the towel over his head and what looked like he was sulking.
Yeah, it looked like he was pouting.
It's the same thing. You're the quarterback, the head coach, you're the leaders of the team. You have to hold yourself accountable. I mean, but dude, just hold the owner of the football, and this could be the end for Gannon. Dude. Because if this team's got the Cardinals have a tough stretch moving forward.
They do,
and if they tank here, it's going to look like if you go into a losing streak now that the team quit on you.
Yeah, we do need to get to a. Did you see the backup quarterback on backup quarterback Twitter crime that happened yesterday? Chase Daniels did a video about the thing. Our buddy Ben DiNucci was like, I've never heard a play call come in like that in all my years of playing quarterback.
And
in the
I
NFL.
Need to go back and listen to Chase's actual audio.
It
but
was
I,
ridiculous.
I saw DiNucci
it was
do
so
it.
Over the top.
I saw DiNucci do it, and I was like, oh, man, like this is a – I mean – Yeah, this is great.
I was like, you know what? Ben DiNucci didn't play as much as Chase Daniels or play as long, but he definitely listened to as many headsets.
He might have had more snaps in the actual games than Chase Daniels. Chase Daniels has held a clipboard longer.
He might have. We got to go to break when we come back with a couple more college football headlines. Bo was talking earlier about how there's some fraudsters around college football. We also got to hit which one Wednesday, which coach is more likely to save their job this season, Billy Napier or James Franklin? Stick with us here on The Morning Shift at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not, outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.